Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Australia is preparing to help Papua New Guinea after a deadly landslide killed almost 700 people. The terrain around the disaster zone in Enga province remains dangerous and unstable. But rescue efforts still continue with national emergency response teams, police, the Army and the United Nations. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles says Australia stands ready to offer whatever support PNG might need.
Well, we've got airlift capacity to get people there. There may be other equipment that we can bring to bear in terms of the search and rescue. And all of that we are talking through with PNG right now.
The Western Australian government is considering a review of the state's gun laws after a mother and daughter were shot dead in their Perth home by a man looking for his estranged wife. The 63-year-old shooter held a firearms licence and owned 13 guns. Premier Roger Cook says he would consider strengthening the state's gun laws again, which have already been recently updated. Regional property prices have soared to record highs. Data from CoreLogic Australia shows regional house values and rents both hit record marks in the first quarter of 2024, rising at a faster rate than capital cities. Just three of the 50 non-capital city areas studied by CoreLogic haven't posted a rent increase in the last 3 months. New South Wales' South Coast town, Batemans Bay, had the biggest quarterly rent increase at 6%, with Bunbury in Western Australia and Queensland's Sunshine Coast also recording large increases. Humanitarian visas for Australia offered under the Afghan Locally Engaged Employee Program will cease next week after being in place for a decade. But former interpreters who worked with the Australian Defence Force and who remain in Afghanistan say their lives are still at risk. Lawyer Shari Rafi has told SBS Pashto the number of visa rejections is quite high, and that's putting Afghans who helped Australian forces in danger.
Mainly the reason can be the fact that the Australian government cannot verify them, or they do not meet the definition of direct employed by the Defence Forces of Australia. So there are different reasons to why they get rejected by the Australian government. But it's unfortunate. They were employed by private security companies, even if they were contractors, they are directly related and linked to Australian government, and their lives are at risk. They were at risk and they are still at risk.
The New South Wales government is rolling out an ad campaign for multicultural communities to raise awareness of domestic violence. The campaign is for Arabic, Vietnamese, Cantonese and Mandarin speakers, part of improving public understanding of coercive control. In July, New South Wales will become the first Australian jurisdiction to outlaw coercive control, which is when someone repeatedly hurts, scares, or isolates another person to control them. National Reconciliation Week has commenced with a call for a culture of respect and unity. Gamilaroi Roy and Wailuan woman Auntie Lorraine Peters says being a member of the Stolen Generations has had lifelong and intergenerational impacts. She says the broader community's understanding of Indigenous people and their history needs to improve.
This policy belongs to Australia.
Right.
But nobody knows about it. And the damage is done to thousands and thousands of individuals. Not only my generation, but my goes right down to my grannies if I don't tell them the truth. So it's a truth I think I want known to be told out there of the impact of this one policy.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.